Community members of Grassy Narrows First Nation have been on the road. Members of the Northwestern Ontario First Nation have been trickling into Toronto over the last couple of days to join demonstrators for this year's River Run. That's a walk organized with the aim of bringing about justice. Members of the First Nation have been struggling with various health effects linked to historical industrial dumping upstream from the community, which is located about 100 kilometers from Kenora. Demonstrators are also using the event to demand compensation for those affected by mercury poisoning. To learn more, Up North producer Bridget Yard spoke with Judy DeSilva. She's a member of Grassy Narrows First Nation and suffers from mercury poisoning herself. Bridget began by asking how her many community members have made the 1,700-kilometer trek to Toronto so far.
We're guessing there's about a total of maybe 70 people from Grassy Narrows that traveled here for the River Run demonstration that's happening on Thursday. And people came by bus, by vehicle, and some flew in. So there's a lot of us that came down. I think it's going to be our biggest group so far. We started the River Run in 2010. 2012, 2014, 2016, and 2019.
How are you funding travel? It must be expensive for everybody.
Well, the Toronto group have been really active for probably over a year, even before that, like fundraising. And we did like virtual rallies in the previous year. And this year we did another virtual rally. So we're able to fundraise online. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we did the virtual rally the previous year was like just to keep the main public, like in Canada, mm-hmm. knowing Grassy's still here, Grassy's still like fighting for mercury justice. So that was that virtual rally. But this year it was specific to get people like aware that we're doing River Run in Toronto in July. So that was that. So that's how they fundraised for a bus and for their stay in like University of Toronto and then for food and so on. So it was like really successful fundraising.
So yeah, you mentioned that doing this every year, you know, keeps it in the public consciousness. And all of this has been going on for so long. Do you think the public profile is elevated now? Do you think a lot of people across Canada know what's going on?
I think like they saw that we got the Mercury care home already, and that's going to be built probably maybe in the fall. They'll start doing the groundbreaking and so on. So probably the Mercury care home will be built in a couple years. It's a huge building. That's where the mercury sufferers are going to be staying. Eventually, people that really need like help right away. But then we also got the $85 million mm-hmm. for river cleanup. So I'm pretty sure people are saying, why are they protesting now? Like, mm-hmm. why are they here now? And like, just to answer that question, it's for compensation for all. And that's what we're aiming for, is that like these children that are being raised in a mercury poison environment, like from the water and the fish, mm-hmm. like they need that mercury justice that their parents didn't get.
What would a compensation you think look like? You know, maybe not how much money, but who would be getting this, and where do you want it to come from?
We're thinking like individuals, because like there's these children that are like suffering from the effects of intergenerational mercury poisoning. Yeah. And like in any Canadian city, if there is any kind of poisoning happening, they would be compensated right away. And a good example of that is Walkerton, the E. coli poisoning. They're compensated really quickly. And Grassy's been like, since 1962, the poison has been being dumped, and now it's 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's outrageous and ridiculous that we're not compensated.
So who do you expect to join you on this march?
We're hoping that there's going to be over 1,000 people that will walk with us. And I don't know who's going to join us, but we'll see on the day, July 21. But a lot of organizations and people have reached out and said they're going to be there. Or if you go to freegrassy.net, that you can go on a link and be virtually there. So hopefully there'll be a lot of people on Thursday.
How does it feel when you're there walking amongst so many people?
I think a lot of times I feel very sad. Like I feel like crying a lot of times when we go because like I feel like we have to keep doing this to be in the public eye, to be for people to see we need like justice for our people, like simple things, like humane efforts, you know, for us, for the poisoning that happened to the people. But we have to keep doing these demonstrations to keep being in the public eye, to say we're still here, we're still suffering from mercury poisoning, and here we are walking again. So for me, that's how I feel, like, personally. And, you know, like, when yesterday when I saw the bus people, like, they're on a Facebook conversation, like, talking, and, you know, they got in 4:30 in the morning to Sault Ste. Marie, Botswana First Nation. That's the place that was hosting them. And they slept on the floor, you know, on mats. And for me, like, to... Like, it makes me feel, like, sad for them, but at the same time, I feel proud of them that they go that far to come, you know, traveling that distance to represent the community of Grassy Narrows.
This might be personal for you. I'm just wondering, because I know you've been affected, how are you feeling these days?
Personally, I suffer from mercury poisoning and... The people that drove me here, I told them, like, I feel like this will be my last time to do this. Not the river run itself. The river run will, you know, may happen again over and over again till we get mercury justice. But personally, like, physically, I don't feel well. And I'll see, you know, like, how I'll feel next year or 2 years from now. But, like, yeah, personally, like, I'm not healthy. You'll see, like, from 2010 to now, how I look, see the difference.
That was Judy De Silva. She's a member of Grassy Narrows First Nation and suffers from mercury poisoning. The 2022 River Run Walk will begin tomorrow at noon at Queen's Park in Toronto.